live separately, you mean I need to go rent another apartment?
No, she doesn't want to separate you from the children.
So then what?
You live on one floor, the children on another.
Oh, that's not possible.
Why isn't it possible?
Because this belongs to you, my dear sister.
What are you trying to say? Farhad will come back. We'll rent a flat around here somewhere. You can't have us hanging around your neck forever. Take it easy, brother. I'll go and see why the kids haven't come. Children, dinner's getting cold.
Auntie, what's for dinner?
Hi, Auntie.
Hello.
Well, we've had our dinner.
What exactly's going on?
Nothing. We miss our mother so much, so we decided to put a picture up on the wall.
Saeed, what is this all about?
Well, he told you, Auntie.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
Hello.
Hello. These pictures...
We put them up, and we want to go to visit Mom's grave tomorrow. Sometimes I begged you to come into my dreams. And once you came, I had just got back from school. You were sitting on the sofa and smiling. I was surprised to see you, but you said that you were always with us. Mommy, I want to ask you to go into Dad's dreams. He misses you so much. I heard him crying a few times when he was alone in his room.
Saeed, son. Saeed, Vahid. Come on, get up, come on.
I'm awake.
The time for prayer is nearly up. Didn't you want to go to the cemetery? Get up. It's getting late. I miss her. I miss her these days more than ever before.
On the day that she passed away, the last day of her life, I came to the hospital because I wanted to change places with you. I saw that you were asleep on the chair. I went to wake you up, but she took hold of my hand and didn't let me. She said you had been awake all night beside her. She was in pain and you sat there crying. She said she had a lot of wishes, but the disease didn't let them come true. She said she wasn't unhappy, only sad that because of her illness, you had suffered so deeply in the past few years and knew so little happiness yourself. That night, I wanted to stay with her. She told me to go because she wanted you to be with her on her last night.
Hey, cousin, seems to me these days you're so busy.
What do you mean by that?
Can you stop being a radar?
Has Uncle said something to you?
No. Think who else may have told me.
Saeed, you should both thank God and appreciate what me and Mom do for you Because Uncle would really love to know where you were that night.
I wasn't anywhere. But it seems you're walking in my shadow all the time.
Let's say that you're right, Said. But I think you should still be very grateful that no one knows where you were and who you were with that night.
What do you want me to make you for lunch?
We'll get some fish on the way.
Is fish okay for you kids? Said?
I'll probably be out.
Be out? Where?
Me and the guys are working on a new project.
How are your studies, my son?
Like always.
Always like what?
Average.
Your friend Elisa Bari came to see me.
Ali? What for?
It seems he had asked you to do something for him.
Well, I just prefer not to get involved in those sort of things.
A few days ago, he came to our house.
Really?
Have some lunch and then go.
I said I have things to do.
So take the car then. Go ahead, take it.
No, I don't need it.
What exactly is he trying to prove?
You underestimate him. What with Mariam's pictures and then going to the graveyard. He wants to say that he is still mourning his mother.
It doesn't matter now, brother. We'll use logic to fix this.
What logic? Our logic or his?
Have you sent Mr. Mojabi's family's food?
Yes.
Hello. I'm late. I'm sorry.
Hello, Said. No problem. You're here now anyway. We're very busy Fridays. Yavara's taken two rounds already.
The food is ready. Go get it.
Just in time. Take this order. They are waiting.
All right. I'll take it in a sec.
Look at him. Are you tired? I knew from the start you're not up for this job. Any day now, you're done.
Would you mind minding your own business?
But I am, sir. That's my job, getting the order sent off in time.
Well, go and take them then.
Well, if I could ride a motorbike, I would do just that.
Oh, dear. But you can't.
If Layla sees you here, you are in for it, you know.
Well, I want you to know it's not because of Layla. It's because I'm a responsible person.
Why don't you get going? Layla will be here in a bit.
Did you touch my bag?
Why do you think I touched your bag?
Well, you didn't touch it, so it must be Layla then.
Hold on. I'm sorry, I was just a bit curious.
Ah, just a bit curious. And what did you find out, Ms. Detective?
That you're a clever, smart university student.
Really? And if you had asked me, I would have told you that myself.
Well, you're so bad-tempered that no one can say anything to you.
But that doesn't explain what you did.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, what I mean is that I don't feel safe here.
Well, why are you making such a fuss?
Because this place is too small for the both of us.
Really? Well, you'll see who goes and who stays.
You're so sure of yourself.
Of course I'm sure of myself. Go and ask Layla who can stay, you or me.
Okay.
Wait.
What is it? Are you scared?
It's nothing to do with fear. I really need this job.
Okay, I'll let it go. But on one condition.
What is it? Don't tell me you want to know who the picture in Layla's room is.
Exactly. But that was a condition I had before. Now I have a new one.
Why are you so curious?
Is it her daughter?
Yeah.
Where is she now?
That makes two questions.
Well, that's the second one, the new one that I told you about.
I don't know.
You're lying, you know.
I don't know. I just know that sometimes she looks at the picture and cries, that's all. Do you work to pay for the university?
No. It's a research project of mine.
Interesting. Research project, riding a motorbike, taking and bringing food.
That has nothing to do with you. I'll just tell you that I don't have any need for the money that I get here.
But I do. And I like strong-willed people who work to pay for their university, like you.
Ah. And the other reason is that this is a way of getting work experience.
Is your dad rich?
Oh, yeah.
So why did you say he was a laborer?
Do you think if I told Layla that my dad was a businessman that she would have given me work here?
You don't get on, right?
You're right about that.
The food is getting cold.
What? Oh. Hi, Vahid. It's my brother. Yes, bro. Haven't you already eaten?
You told me not to eat downstairs, didn't you? So I didn't.
Ah, so I did. Good for you. Cool. Where's father?
Dad went with Naima to the shop.
Fahid, what else did Auntie say?
Just what I told you. About you being untidy and unorganized.
Me unorganized?
Well, no. She meant both of us. I shortened it. Because the house is always untidy and messy, you know?
And?
And how Dad is always alone and things like that.
Oh, come on. That's nothing new. But did you tell Auntie what I told you to say?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. We do not need anyone. We can cook and wash ourselves. We won't let Dad suffer.
And did you read straight from the piece of paper?
Nah. I memorized them.
Hmm. So?
Then, Aunt spoke about how good Nahid is.
Who on earth is Nahid?
Your new mother, Zaid.
Shut it, moron. What else? Well?
On Monday night.
Monday night what?
On Monday night, Aunt and Dad want to go to see Nahid. I think it must be to propose. And they spoke so much about all of that at lunch that I don't remember what we ate.
Huh, but you scoffed the lot. Eat up, don't be shy. All right, go to your room. Get up, you'll get a stomachache. Come on. Yes, yes. My father's really well. Fahid, too. He sends you his regards. So we'll see you tomorrow night, right? Sure, you're welcome. Give my regards to everyone. Goodbye. Hello.
Hello. What's going on here? I vacuumed the whole house just yesterday.
Yes, I know. Thank you so much.
Vahid, turn it off. What's going on here?
I wanted to come down and tell you about it, but I first thought I would clean up the house a bit.
What do you want to tell me?
We want to have a ceremony.
Ceremony? Sounds good, God willing.
Very good.
What kind of ceremony? Does your dad know?
When Father finds out about it, he'll be very happy.
What are you planning?
We wanted to have a commemoration for Mother.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
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 Hello, brother. Can you come in? I want to talk to you. I told him that we held a commemoration 3 years running for her. It doesn't make sense to have one after 5 years.
But the anniversary of her death, God bless her, was a month ago.
That's what I tried to tell him.
Well, what can I say? He's going through a rebellious phase.
Brother, he's called everybody. People we know and people we don't. He's invited them all for Monday night. Now, what can we say to Nahid?
I don't know. I just don't know.
Well, he called me too.
You could have put him off the idea.
He has invited all our friends and acquaintances.
For what reason?
It's obvious. There's nothing more obvious. He doesn't agree.
So tell me, what do you think I should do?
Do what he wants.
And by doing that, you think he's going to stop his stubbornness?
No, I don't think so. No, Said is a clever, sharp lad. He understands your situation. Mohsen, I believe Said is resisting you all the way, instead of cooperating with you.
But I really don't want this to happen.
It's happened, Mohsen. It's happened, my dear brother. Because you've drifted apart from him. You have stopped talking and spending time with your children.
Like always. It's my fault, like always.
Yes, it's a mistake that parents make when they stop getting involved with their children.
I'm willing to sacrifice all this and forget about getting married.
Do you think that by giving up your right, Said's behavior will get better? Look, Mohsen, listen, it will be exactly the opposite. You know what? I have just decided to end this all at the ceremony.
You want to do what?
It's very simple. In the ceremony, I will announce that you want to get married. That's all.
But that's a mistake, dear brother. It doesn't make any difference to Said who's there, strangers or acquaintances.
I want him to do just that.
But...
just leave it all up to me, my brother.
By the way, do you know Saburi's son? The martyr, I mean?
Ali Saburi, Said's classmate, martyr. Saburi's son has asked permission to first come and speak to me, and then he wants to speak to Rehane.
His mother is an acquaintance of mine.
What's important is how well Rehane knows Ali.
I really don't know him very well. I've just seen him a few times with Said at the university, that's all.
He's not spoken to at all?
No.
Well, that is a good sign to me. Being patient and asking permission is very good. Impressive. Mohsen, give him my phone number. Tell him to come to my workshop.
Okay.
Pick up the glasses and bring them to the kitchen. I want to talk to you. Excuse me.
Of course. Thanks a lot, dear. Thank you.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I've always felt very envious of your warm relationship with your family.
Oh, Mohsen. I don't do anything special. I just let them know how much I care about them.
Yeah, I know. And they come and tell you everything that happens to them, and that's very, very good. I like that a lot.
Well, yes. It is because they see how we react to things. So, if they make mistakes, instead of telling them off, we ask them to find a solution to their problems.
A ceremony for your mother?
Yes, I have to do a bit of shopping.
How long since she passed?
5 years.
5 years? God rest her soul. Has your father remarried?
No. Anything else? Can I go now?
No, go on.
If you'll excuse me.
God be with you.
He must have loved his mother very much.
Why is that?
Because after all these years, they still hold a ceremony.
Yes. But I've realized something else, too.
What's that?
That instead of working, you eavesdrop. Yavar!
Please excuse me, but of course we would like to see you. We just thought with all these preparations, we wouldn't like to put you out. God willing, we'll get together with you on a happier occasion. Thanks so much. You say hello to everyone, too. Goodbye. Ugh, I'm so embarrassed.
Finished?
Yes, thank God. That was the last one.
What would it matter if everyone had come? They would have drunk a cup of tea with a date, paid their respects, and gone.
It matters because of what your Uncle Reza wants to do. And you know how Saeed can behave. He's capable of blurting out whatever comes to mind.
Poor Uncle Mohsen. Look what his decision to remarry has done to him. God bless him.
Zori, dear.
I'm sorry. I like your Uncle Reza so much. He has chosen the best time.
Seems you wouldn't mind seeing Saeed taken down a peg or two.
You bet.
That's not nice, Zori.
What's not nice is for people to overstep the line.
No. I can't believe I haven't told Nahid yet. How on earth am I going to explain this to her?
I just really think honesty is the best policy, Mom.
Thanks a lot, Zori. I'm going to take this upstairs with me. You go and buy a few kilos of dates.
Just go and take a look upstairs. Saeed has bought everything.
Hello. Hi there, Nahid, dear. It's Marzia speaking. Sorry to bother you at this hour. I wanted to tell you something.
Vahid.
Huh?
Is it good?
Thanks a lot, brother.
Here, love. I've made some halva.
Thanks a lot, Auntie. Please come on in.
Hello.
Hello. I can't believe you did all of this yourselves.
Does it look nice?
Yes, very. Who would have believed that yesterday your dirty laundry and dishes were still piled up everywhere?
We did all of this for Mother. I've even bought these three black shirts for mourning. One for me, one for Vahid, and a special one for Father to wear.
You can't put those shirts on.
What are you talking about?
You can't do that, Saeed. Wearing black after 5 years brings bad luck.
But, Auntie, I think it's good for people to see that after 5 years we haven't forgotten our mother.
And that Haji Mohsen hasn't forgotten his wife either.
And you, her sister-in-law, as well.
That's right.
Very well. Every year we will have this ceremony, so everyone will know that if Haji Mohsen Karimi remarries, it doesn't mean that he's forgotten your mother.
By the way, Auntie, tonight we want to serve dinner.
What? Serve dinner? Do you really think serving dinner to so many people is so easy to do?
No, we'll order it from outside. We want to really go to town.
You will do no such thing. I am the lady of this house. If anything goes wrong, it will reflect on me. Not two kids who want to go to town, do you understand? Just tea, cakes, and fruit. That's final.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, son. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Thanks for coming.
Hello.
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 Hello, how are you? I'm good, thank you. Thanks.
Now, how are you?
I'm fine.
Where's your father?
He's upstairs.
God bless all your departed. God bless all your departed. You are most welcome. God rest Miriam's soul. Let's pray for her soul.
So many haven't come?
I rang them myself and told them not to come.
Really?
Yes, brother. What's the point of everyone knowing?
And I don't want Riza to say anything now.
What can I say?
I would like to thank everyone for remembering her these last few years as we have.
If the tea is ready, I'll take it.
You remembered her and accepted our invitation.
Said, if your uncle says anything, don't utter a word.
God, what are you talking about?
Anything. Just be respectful and keep silent.
It depends on what he says.
Yes, God rest her.
You should both be ashamed of having a go at each other in front of all these people.
So he's going to say something. You only have one choice. You go and tell Uncle that in this ceremony, there should be nothing else but prayer and remembering my mother. For mother's sake, the one who should be respectful is him.
Said.
Uncle, if you'd allow me, I would like my elders to forgive me and take this opportunity to say that me and my brother are always so grateful for everything that our father has done for us, and we promise that he will never be lonely.
And this shows our dear Said's generosity, who both suggested holding this ceremony to remember his mother and always thinks of his father and his feelings.
Actually, these days my dad misses my mother so much that I thought that maybe the ceremony would calm him a bit.
Said's right. Mariam's holy memory is always with me.
Very well. If this father and son will allow me, I have a few words I want to say. I wanted to say.
Excuse me, Uncle. It's me and my father's wish that we only pray for my deceased mother in this ceremony.
God have mercy on her in the hereafter. God have mercy on her soul. What I wanted to say is not unrelated to that, my son.
But you see,
if Said allows me, I would like to say my piece now. It happens sometimes. Faulty customs and traditions make life difficult and bitter for those observing them. Neither God nor our prophet is satisfied with us. One such tradition is not to remarry, as they say, remaining faithful to a deceased spouse. Where is it written that a woman whose husband has died, or a man whose lot in life was to lose his young wife, has to remain alone and surrender to fate? Who said? Yes, to remarry has its own complications, especially for the person who joins that family, not instead of the one that has gone, but as a new and wanted addition to the family. Everyone should help the new addition. The children, the spouse, the family. You can be sure in this way that both the family and the soul of the lost loved one will be satisfied.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Uncle.
Goodbye, son.
Thanks for everything, Mohsen.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you. Goodbye, then.
Nima-san, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, cousin.
Take goodbye, care. Thank you.
Goodbye, Uncle. Goodbye. Goodbye,
goodbye,
Nima.
Goodbye.
Well, now, I am very, very sorry that the main host didn't come to say goodbye to you.
I hope that what I said had some effect on him, which I'm sure it has.
Thanks so much, Auntie. Me and Fahid will see to the rest.
Well done, Said. The ceremony went very well. God willing, it made your mother very happy.
I'm sure she's happy. That is, as long as we don't do anything to upset her.
Don't start again.
Excuse me, Auntie. This goes over here.
That's enough, Saeed. Didn't you hear what your Uncle Reza said?
Everyone makes their own choices in life.
Well, that's exactly what your father's trying to do.
Auntie, there is no place for any woman in this house, not now and not ever.
You are very selfish and unfair, Saeed.
Oh, yeah? Well, that's how I am, and if you don't like it, then I can leave.
What's going on? Lower your voice already. Where did this come from?
Well, would you believe that Saeed has bought it?
Really?
Yeah. While you were having a shower, he went out to the store and bought it. Now he's gone to sleep. It was so nice of him to do it.
Enjoy it. Saeed, son, are you asleep?
Not yet.
Thanks a lot for getting dinner for the kids, Saeed.
You're welcome.
And for the ceremony's preparations. I was really bowled over.
Really?
I meant the cost of the ceremony. How much did it cost? I asked Mirzia to buy everything so that I could pay her back, but it seems you bought everything.
No matter how much I spend, it'll never be enough.
Well, that's great that you feel that way. But it's my responsibility to pay for this kind of thing, you know. You don't have any earnings, son.
Well, I had a bit of savings, but if I need any money, I'll let you know.
Very well. Okay. Good night.
Have you had any breakfast yet?
Yeah. And what a breakfast. Saeed prepared it all. Dinner last night, too. I wanted to say that some of the things that Saeed does are not bad.
That's true, but the root of it all is stubbornness. He's just trying to prove that they don't need anyone else in that house.
Listen, Vahid, on your way home from school, buy yourself something. I can't bring you food today.
Look, Saeed, can't we just talk to Dad?
What for?
Well, about him getting married, you know. It might be Auntie's idea, not Dad's.
Tell me, you're against Dad getting married, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so do what I say and everything will work out.
Okay. Saeed, this isn't enough.
Why? How much is a sandwich?
I don't want to have a sandwich. I feel like having a pizza. Give me some more. Give me that one as well. Thanks a lot, brother. Later.
Look, brother, look what the kids make me do. Now I have to go and apologize to Nahid.
Tell her we have to think a little bit more about this. Take a breather, I think.
No, brother. You have done everything you could for those children. It's your right to get married. What you're doing will only raise their expectations, you know.
Don't be in such a hurry, Marzi.
What's it to me? From now on, tell the kids not to count on me anymore. Sorry, brother, but that means you too.
Marzia, dear, I don't just want to get married for my sake, you know. I would like their situation to get better, too.
But, brother, as time goes by, those voids will be filled.
But the things that she said, living separately, away from my children, that's not what I want. Don't say I didn't tell you.
Please sign here. Right here. Thank you.
Is that for Layla?
Sure is.
So why did he give it to you?
I have a way with people.
I see. You need to know that Layla doesn't like nosy people at all. Where's it from? No, Court!
Layla really doesn't like nosy people, right? Saba Catering Service, can I help you? It's for you.
Saba, can I help you? Yes. Yes. Your customer code? I'll send it to you. You have an order. Please accept my condolences on the death of your mother.
Thank you. It was 5 years ago.
Well, you just had a ceremony for it. You must have loved her very much.
Yes, very much.
Would you mind if I asked you a question?
Go ahead.
Is your father thinking of remarrying?
No, why do you ask?
Well, you see, 5 years have passed. So he must have been very fond of her, I'm sure.
I'm amazed. Doesn't it bother you just answering the telephone with all that intelligence? Of course, excuse me, I didn't mean to offend. I myself am working here too.
Okay, I accept your apology. But as to why I work here, there's a reason for it.
What's the reason?
Whenever you tell me about yourself, I'll tell you.
Okay.
So Said is against it?
Yes, he's a little...
But it would have been better if Mohsen himself had come and spoken to me.
Mohsen was so busy lately. He sends his apologies, but I have to tell you, Nahid, dear, the condition you mentioned is not an easy one. Mohsen can't be separated from his kids.
Considering Mohsen's situation, it is possible, and it's better for the children, too. It might take a while before the kids accept me.
So you're telling me it would be better if I leave there?
No, dear Marzia. I meant no such thing. You said yourself you're going to move from there, didn't you?
I know, love. I'm only teasing you. I actually have a suggestion.
What?
You speak to Said yourself.
Hello.
Hello. Are you feeling well?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You haven't been here for a few days, and it's your business's peak time. I bet there's something going on. Have you seen Saba?
No.
So what is it?
Well, I've been meaning to come and see you for a few days now, but I wasn't sure.
What are you talking about?
About God's will. I don't know. Maybe the twists of fate.
You are killing me. What has happened?
Look, a few days ago I gave a job to a young man. A At first, I wasn't sure their names were the same. But later, I realized I was right. It's Mohsen Karimi's son.
Hello. I don't know anyone called Nahid. Uh-huh. Okay, I know you. And you want to speak to me? Sorry, I'm busy at the moment. I'll get back to you.
Said? Dad's back.
That's good.
I was downstairs.
You went downstairs for food, traitor.
No. Who said? Come on, smell, huh?
Get lost.
I went downstairs to see what's going on. Dad and Aunt were talking a lot about Nahid.
Hello? Yes. Yes, yes. You are absolutely right. Yes, you're right.
No. If you agree, then we'll arrange a time and sit and
talk about this face to face. I'm sure we'll think of something. Yes, yes. I'll see you. Okay. Said. What were you doing exactly?
Nothing.
Were you listening on my conversation?
No. I was going to call my friend when I saw you were talking. I put the phone down immediately when I heard your voice.
You're lying to me. Why? Tell me, Said, how exactly did we come to this, you and I? The tables have turned. You want to catch me out? Because I want to get married and you are against it, right? Answer me, boy.
You know my answer, but you still do what you want. You don't care about us at all.
What does that mean?
I mean that you just think about yourself, not us.
No, you're upset about something else. Because I force you to get that money back. Because you're not free to do whatever you like. You're using me getting married as an excuse. So here it is. It's interesting. Here. You just wanna destroy your future because of the present? But don't you think that I don't know what other things you're up to? Why don't you study? Why are you so stubborn? Why are you asleep till midday all the time? Huh? I suppose that's all my fault. Do you think that night that you went out partying, I didn't know that you were actually hanging out with Sasan?
You want to know what I think? I think I'm old enough to know right from wrong.
Oh, a 10-year-old knows more about right or wrong than you do, son. I feel sorry for you. That's all I can say.
What's going on here? Why on earth are you shouting again?
It's your fault, Auntie.
My fault? But why?
Because you're tired of us already. Tired of cooking and washing. But we're more than capable of looking after ourselves.
Is that what you really believe, Said? Is that all a woman can be?
Isn't it because of these things that you want to bring another woman into this house?
It's good that you can look after yourself. It's very good. But have you ever thought how lonely your dad's been these past few years? Lonely because he doesn't have a soulmate, anyone to talk to. There's you, Vahid, and me, and everyone else. But that's not enough for a man. Only a wife can fill the emptiness in your father's life. But you don't understand that.
Yeah, Auntie, I'm completely out of it. I've always been this way, stupid and selfish.
فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که های تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفس میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه هستیم و میگیری دو کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گگه امون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه برگردی به این خونه حسابش رفته از دستم شبایی را که بیدارم شاید از گریه خوابم با در آرام باز میذارم نمیترسم مگه گاهی دامون بیاثر میشه همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر دارم